If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter number 1. Bible says in verse number 6, "And then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited His people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Return again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any sons, more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. And if I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay from having husbands? And yea, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. They lifted up their voices and they wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whitherest thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." I want to preach on this morning, if God will be my help, on a world without wings. A world without wings. As we look at this in the book of Ruth, we looked last time where the kinsman redeemer, which is a type of Christ, he comes out to Ruth, and she begins to be blessed in Boaz. And then Boaz says this to her in chapter number 2 and verse number 12. He said, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." So we see that this young maiden, that Ruth, that comes under the wings of the Lord, and that said she begins to trust the Lord. Amen. I want to say, if there's ever going to be any help in our lives, we have to learn to trust the Lord. Amen. We have to pray. Bible says, if you pray believing, you shall receive. But I want to think, I was thinking on this week as I was reading through this. I wonder whatever happened to Orpah. Amen. Whatever happened to Orpah? Did she remarry? The Bible doesn't say. Did she ever find happiness? Amen. Joy? Peace? The Bible doesn't say. I wonder, did she ever hear about Ruth, or hear from Ruth and Naomi again? Amen. The Bible doesn't say. We don't know. Praise God. I wonder, did she ever find out that Ruth had married a wealthy man called Boaz? Amen. And that he loved and cared for her in a special way. The Bible doesn't say. Amen. Praise God. We don't know that she found out that that Ruth had found safety and provision in Bethlehem, the house of bread. That's where you'd expect to receive it, wouldn't it? Praise God. We don't know because the Bible doesn't tell us. Amen. We have to just speculate. We have to wonder. And we just wonder about Orpah's life. That maybe that it ended the same way that it started. Amen? Surrounded, praise God, by emptiness and a godless pagan world. Amen? Just an emptiness in a pagan world. Nothing to fill up those voids of the things that was missing. I just wonder about that. And it seems so sad. But we're living in a world, praise God, and she was in a world, and a lot of folks is in a world that has no wings. But Ruth picked that better part. She picked a world that had some wings. Amen. She picked to be under the wings, to trust in the wings of a holy God. Amen. A world that doesn't have no wings, doesn't have no hope. There's nothing to lift up. There's no place of protection without the wings of God, without that protecting of God. We see it in the day and the hour that we're living in. It's all around us. It's beginning to be more prevalent everywhere you look. Amen. We see mission houses springing up everywhere. But I got to thinking about this, yes, and I was wondering about this. These mission houses springing up, and these people filling these mission houses. Amen. They're just about everywhere. And you see as they're springing up, and these people going to these mission houses. Now, some of these people are great musicians. I mean, talented people that had a talent that God had given them. But they're down there at the mission house. God help. They're not only they're talented musicians, but these people there that's been a part of medical students that's been pushing through it, and some of them almost to the point of having a great career in medicine. But they're down there at the mission house. Amen? It's a sad situation. These people out there at the mission house that had great jobs. Amen. I mean, had wonderful jobs in corporate America. They was moving up. They was climbing the ladder. But now they're over at the mission house. Amen. Because the world has no wings. This is taking place. But their lives are ruined. Amen. Because, and there is no place that they can get some help. Amen. Praise God. Ruth was a pagan woman. Was a pagan woman in a pagan land. But the thing about Ruth, she was able to come to God. Amen. Praise God. Isn't it wonder that it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, you can still come to God. And He will receive you. He said, I'll no wise cast you out. That's the God we serve today. That's the God who loves you. That's the God that cares for you. That's the God that wants to help us today if we'll let Him. Call upon Him, why shall be found. Amen. Seek Him and you'll find Him, praise God. When you seek Him with all your heart. Say, is there any wonder we ain't finding God? There's no wings in this world. There's no place of safety. There's no place of security. Amen. Praise God. But this woman could find peace. She put her trust under the wings of an almighty God. Amen. Praise the Lord. She found peace. Amen. Because she trusted God. A pagan woman, amen, came to God. A pagan woman trusted in the Lord. See, it doesn't work the other way. Things don't play out to our favor the other way. Amen. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying, these people, these cracks that people fall through. Amen. Because of the deception of the devil and the lust of the flesh, we get caught up in deception. And the deceivers of the world won't want to help you. Have you ever noticed that there's no rescue missions? Hello, listen to me. There's no rescue missions that's set up by the beer companies. Amen? Budweiser. Amen. That makes you dumber. It don't set up missions, praise God, to help you when you become addicted, when you become an alcoholic. It doesn't happen. Amen? There's no wings, praise God, in this world. Amen? Do you ever see that there's any kind of a homes of addiction for addiction set up by the drug cartels? Amen? Or the drug cartel setting up places where you can come and praise God, get help and get off of drugs? Where you can find love and hope and peace and some hope? Man, no, it's not happening. There's no, praise God, there is no wings in the world. There's no place of safety. There's no place for security in the world. Amen? Have you ever noticed the pornography industry? Do they, Brother Bill, they have anything set up for family counseling? Hello? No! There's no wings in the world. They don't have anything set up for family counseling. All they do is drag you off and drag you down and pull you into the pit with no way, and they don't want to ever let you go. That's what we see, praise God, taking place in the world today. Amen. The world, praise God, it'll just drag you down. It'll clutch you into its claws. Amen. It'll bite you, praise God, with its beak, and it'll pierce you with its talons. Amen. That's what it does. It tears and destroys. He said, Pastor, this is awful sad. It's a sad state of affairs that we're living in. Amen. Hell is real this today, praise God. And there's so many, it's caught up and heading in the wrong direction. But God Almighty loves us and He cares for us. And while the world's wanting to pull us down, the world's wanting to destroy, our homes and our hearts and our families. The devil's wanting to destroy our lives. He wants to take away all hope. Amen. Take you further than you want to go. Keep you longer than you want to stay. Pluck you to pieces. Amen. To the point that you can't put the pieces back together again. Amen. Sometimes I think a lot of our folks, our kinsfolk, people that we love, are like Humpty Dumpty. They done had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all king men couldn't put them back together again. But I want to say, praise God, there's a God of heaven that can. Amen. Amen. There's a God of heaven that can. But when the world is taken from you, praise God, because there is no wings in the world and they've taken everything they can take. Amen. Everything that they can get from you. Hello? I know you. We know people that's been there. Amen. That the world has taken, praise God, because there's no wings in the world, they've taken everything they can take from our people. Left them, praise God, in terrible shape. Amen. They bled you dry. They sucked the life out of them. Amen. Praise God. And when there's nothing left to give, when there's nothing left over, praise God, you know what they do? They throw them off to the side of the road like a worthless piece of trash. Hello? Amen. Come on now, stay with me. You know I'm preaching it right. They throw them off to the side of the road like a worthless piece of trash. You know why? Because that's how they categorize them. That's how they think about them. That they're worthless. When I've got all I can out of you and there's nothing left to get, you're no more use to me. Let me tell you something. You young people, listen to me. The world will suck you dry if you let it. But praise God, if we'll trust in God and we'll stay with the Lord and we'll do what's right, God will bless us and He'll help us and He'll put us above that. I pray God, when we trust and under His wings. Amen. There's no greater place for a child of God to be than under the wings of an Almighty God. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, don't you? Amen. But they'll throw you away. You'll be wasted. Because that's just who they figured you to be. Just a piece of trash. They'll leave you broken. Amen. There's broken people all over this place. And nobody's coming along to help them to put them back together again. Because there's no wings in this world. There's no place, praise God, to be put back together. Amen. They leave them broken. They leave them ruined, in a state of ruin. That's what we're seeing. It's all over the place today. They're broken. They're ruined. They're destitute. Hello? Have you looked around Asheville lately? People everywhere just hanging out on the corners. Looking for something. Looking for a handout. Looking for something. I tell you what they need. They don't need a handout. They need a hand up. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. They need that wings of glory, that wings that they trust, put their faith and their trust in. Amen. Amen. Something that'll give them just a little bit of motivation. Because it's a terrible time that we're living. Amen. They're destitute and they're alone. Amen. They're alone. It's a terrible thing to be all alone. I preached the other night that... praise God that as long as you have the Lord, that you're never alone. See, David thought he was, Sunday morning, David thought he was alone, but praise God, he had the Lord. Elijah thought he was alone, but he had the Lord. Elisha thought he was alone, but he had the Lord. Amen. I want to say, as long as we've got the God, as long as we've got our trust in the Lord, praise God, you'll never be alone. All the devil will come by and try to sideswipe you and say, look at you. You've done the best you could. You're trying to do right. But you're all alone. Nobody cares about you. Praise God, that's what they told Elijah. That's what Elijah thought. But God said, Elijah, praise God, I've got 7,000. That's not bowed the knee to Baal. Praise God, or kissed him. Praise God, I'm glad that God still has a remnant of people. Just like here in this church, a good Bible-believing folks, they got it still trying to come together, still trying to worship God, still trusting in the Holy One of heaven, praise God. He has the power and the anointing from on high to minister to us. He has all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. Never consider yourself a weakling. Never consider yourself alone. If you're a child of God, praise God, you and the Lord are a majority. Amen. Say that again. If you're a child of God, you and God are a majority. Praise the Lord. Ain't that what He told us in Deuteronomy chapter number 1, verse number 11? Praise God. He said, listen, said, I'll multiply you 1,000 times. And He said, that's a promise. Amen. Praise God. You and 1,000 times God, that's a pretty good force. That's pretty good backing, praise God, for a child of God. Amen. But He said that the world wants to leave you. It don't have no wings. It has no place to hide. It had no place to find protection. It's a sad situation, praise God. But I'm glad that somebody comes along. See, the world has taken all that it can take. Amen. And it's offered. It's given nothing. Amen. It don't have nothing to offer. You say, well, preacher, I disagree. You know, I got wealth and houses and lands and cars and boats and motorcycles and you may have. Praise God, but one of these days that'll all be taken away and you'll end up with nothing. Amen. I was talking to somebody the other day and said, you know what, they was talking about, getting this and doing that. And I said, well, that's all well and good. But I said, I've done a whole lot of funerals in my time. One year, I done 18 funerals in one year. And you know what? In that whole year, praise God, they was not a U-Haul at that grave site. Praise God. And if they come, it would, praise God, there'd be nowhere to unload. I mean, those people didn't take nothing with them. Praise God. Other than what they come with. Amen. Praise God. That's just the way it is. But the world wants to take, and the world wants to take, and the world doesn't have nothing to give back. Things don't matter. Amen. Hey, listen, I give up a long time ago on getting rich. Amen. I was working, Brother Bill, I was working on my first million. I started on my second million now. Amen. Say, what'd you do? I give up on the first one. Amen. Wasn't playing out well. But I ain't here, praise God, for the money. I ain't here, praise God. I'm here because I love the Lord and I'm looking for His appearing. And one day, praise the Lord, I'm going to fly away to be with Him to my reward and glory. Praise God, I'm glad that I'm trusting, praise God, under the wings of a holy and a righteous God. And one day in a little while, things will all get better. It may wax worse and worse here, as the book says so. But glory, hallelujah, for a saint of God, for a child of God, for a lover of God, for a truster, a believer in God, things is looking up. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody asked me today, said, well, Pastor Jeff, what do you think about this situation in the world? That's what I told him. I said, praise God, it's looking up. I said, don't you think it's getting sad? Things is wax worse. It's just getting worse everywhere. Inflation is out of sight. Praise God, you can't afford nothing. I said, praise God, it's all right. Amen. Praise God. I've got treasures laid up in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Where they're kept by the mighty hand of God. Praise the Lord. I'm looking for a glorious city like old Abraham. I'm looking to depart out of here and to go home. Amen. Amen. Michael, I'm just a pilgrim passing through. Amen. Praise God. We're looking for a city. A glory, praise God, that's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. A glorious city whose builder and maker is God Almighty. And He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, He said, I will come and receive you unto myself. That where I am there, you may be also. Amen. Amen. That also place is an awesome place. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And I'm glad I know the way. See, the world has no wings. We live in a world without wings. But one day, and boy, I enjoyed the Sunday school this morning. Josh is supposed to teach, but he's down in his back. He called Brother Charles this morning at 8:30 and said, "You're going to fill in. I'm down in my back." But Charles went to Ephesians chapter 2, praise God, read through there, and everybody just testified this morning. Just bragging on what Jesus just made a statement, praise God, testified about what Jesus has done for them. Praise God, how Jesus had come to where they was. Amen, praise God. Hey, when we didn't even know that we need Him, when we realized we just lost and undone, we were sinners exceeding, like old Brother Paul, that we needed some help, praise God. We need a reprisal from the God Almighty. We need some encouragement. We need some help. We need somebody to lend us a hand. Amen. Because the world's without wings. We need somebody to reach down to us. We need somebody to help us. And we have that somebody in Jesus Christ. Somebody in the Lord. Amen. Because the world has no wings. They have no place, praise God. They have no assurance. They have no safety in the world. But we have it in Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus come to me where I was. We testified this morning. Jesus come to you where you was. And He said, "You know what? I love you. I love you." Amen. Boy, I bowed my old head and I said, "Lord, I'm an old sinner." Amen. I was like Paul. I was like old Peter. I said, "Lord, I'm a sinner." Amen. "Lord, I don't deserve your closeness. I don't deserve you to come to me. I'm just an old sinner exceeding." But Jesus, He didn't bat an eye. He said, "Son, I love you. I love you." Amen. See, I looked around and I said, "Who's He talking to? Because I'm so sorry, no account so rotten. Ain't getting nobody love me." Amen. I was so sorry, no account right. I didn't even know my mama loved me. Amen. Praise God, it's pretty bad when you're so sorry and rotten that you don't even know if your mama could love you. Of course, my mama loved me. She loved me. She's like, "Lord, she loved me unconditionally. She knew how rotten I was, but she loved me anyway." Amen. She run me down to beat my hind end, try to correct me, because she loved me. Amen. I should have got more than I got. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Jesus loved me. He come to where I was. And He said, "Son, I love you. I've come to save you." I said, "Lord, I'm a sinner." He said, "I know you're saying, don't." He said, "I love you anyway." Unconditional. Amen. Praise God. He said, "I want to save you." Amen. Glory to God. He said, "I died for you so that you could be saved." He said, "I want to save you." You know what He said? He said, "I want you to be part of my family." He said, "I want you to be born again into my family." Praise God. The world has no wings. But Jesus said, "I love you." Jesus said, "I died for you." Jesus, "I love you so much, I want you to be a part of my family." Amen. I'll just be honest. There's a whole lot of people in this world that you just wouldn't want them to do it and want to admit that they're part of your family. Now, I've got family that I sometimes hate to admit that they're part of my family. Amen. They just live ungodly. You can't tell them. They don't want to hear about God. They don't want to hear about nothing that He's got, that you've got to say about the Lord Jesus Christ. And it breaks my heart. Amen. But Jesus wasn't that way. He loved us unconditionally. Praise God. He said, "I want you to be in my family." He said, "I've got wings." What He said, the world has no wings, but Jesus said, "I've got wings." He said, "I want to bring you under the envelope, under my wings." Amen. "I want you under my wings, where I can begin to help you." He said, "I want to bring you to where it's safe." We need a safe place today where we can go. Amen. Where is that safe place? It's under the wings of God Almighty. Praise God. It's that place of safety. Amen. It's safe. It's secure. Amen. Praise God. It's a place where we can get out of the storm. Amen. Praise God. It's a place where we can have some assurance, praise the Lord, that God loves us and He's going to help us, praise God. And that when it's all said and done, that we'll be with Him forever. Not only a place that's safe and secure, but it's a place of satisfaction. Amen. I'm satisfied in my Savior. How about you? Amen? I'm satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ because He's never let me down. Amen? My old flesh has let me down. Amen? People and friends have let me down. The world has let me down. Hello? But Jesus has never let me down. He's never disappointed me. Amen. Now I know I've disappointed Him, but He's never disappointed me. But He said, I want you under my wings. So I have a place for you under my wings. See, under His wings, He said, there's provision. He provides for us. See, He said He'd never, the righteous never be forsaken, nor His seed begging bread. Those that are righteous, those are at right with God. Amen? He said, God's promised He'll take care of those that are righteous. That's seeking righteousness. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. That food, clothing, raiment, amen, a roof over our head. He said, God said, I'll take care of all that for you. You don't have to worry and fret over it. Oh, we worry and fret, don't we? Amen. Because the world has no wings, and we think, praise God, that because we live in this world, praise God, we're in this world, but if you're a child of God this morning, listen to me, you're not of this world. Amen. Praise God. One of these days, we're going to part out of here. We're going to leave this old world behind. Amen. Amen. We don't know when. The Bible says we've all got an appointment. Amen. An appointment. To vacate this place. One of these days we're going to lose gravitation. And whether by the grave or by the rapture, praise God, we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. Amen. And the Bible said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. It said, once we get to that position, praise God, in Christ we never change. Our position never changed. But our position now is in the Lord. We have to remember that. Because the world has no wings. The world has no place of safety. The world has no place of provision. The world has no place of protection. Amen. You can run and hide, but praise God, you can't get away from this world. People's trying it all the time. There was a time in my life I tried to run from the world. Amen. You ever tried to run from the world? You run and you run and then you look up and there it is. It's all around you. You can't get away from it. But praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, He said that. He said He offers that protection in this world. He said, when you get that protection, praise God, then there's the satisfaction, but there's also a peace that passes understanding. There's a deep settled peace comes on you, praise God, that you know that there's a God and that He's real. Amen. I was talking to somebody, we visited yesterday, I was talking about somebody about how real God is. Amen. He's just as real, praise God, as me and you are. And He really cares for you, praise God. You and me, praise God. But He said there's this place under His wings. See, the world doesn't have wings. But Jesus offers wings. He offers His wings. When we trust and under the wing of God, that place of power and protection and provision. See, that's what Boaz said to Ruth in verse number 12. She wondered why God was blessing her so. Amen. But Boaz said, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel. So this is the reason. He said, under whose wings thou art come to trust. He said, you've come to a place of refuge. And God's going to take care of you. He's not going to kick you out. He's not going to disallow you. He's not going to quit loving you. He's going to keep loving you and protecting you and pulling you up under His wing. Amen. Praise God. And Boaz told Ruth this. He said, this is because of a full reward that God's going to offer to you. A reward for your faithfulness. A reward, praise God, for choosing to come under and trusting under the wing of an almighty God. Amen. Had power in it. Must have had a lot of power in this statement. Because King David, before he was king, he was running, he was hiding. He was in the cave of Adullam and he began to write. Amen. After King Saul had tried to stick him to the wall with a javelin about two times. Amen. Tried to kill him, tried to take his life, chased him all over the countryside. And David ends up over there in a little old cave, Adullam. Amen. And he says, look at verse 57, Psalms 57. Psalm 57, David says this. Several decades later, something clicked inside David. Remember, the world has no wings. It has no place of safety, security. It has no place of protection and peace. But David says this in Psalm 57, when he is hiding in a cave from Saul. He cried out and he said, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast." Amen. He said, all that I'm going through, Lord, he said, I'm putting my trust in you. He said, be merciful to me, Lord. I'm trusting in you 100%. Nothing doubting. He said, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed, till they're gone. Amen. And then he says, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. What do you need done today? Hello? Hello? What do you need done today? What do you need in your life today? They say, I put my trust in the Lord because the Lord is merciful. And I ask Him to touch me, to help me, that I put my trust in Him till the calamities are past. So I cried to Him, unto the God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. All things. Amen. You know what's wrong with us, church? Our faith ain't big enough. Hello? We don't believe God can take care of the little things. And we definitely don't believe God can take care of the big things. But I want to say this morning, praise God, when we put our faith and we trust under His wings, He can take care of all things. And He will, if we'll trust Him. David said, verse number 3, He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. He said, I'm going to get help from heaven. Amen. You can call people, you can call doctors, you can call everybody in this world, but the world has no wings, but God has wings. And He said, I'll send wings from heaven, praise God, to take care of us, to minister and meet our needs. Praise His name. Save him from swallowing him up. He said, God shall send forth His mercy and His truth. Amen. He said, God send forth mercy. God is a merciful God. Amen. He said He'd not put on us more than we could endure, but with it, He said He'd make a way of escape. Make a way of escape. What is this? That's Jesus. That's those wings that He hides us under. Amen. You just have to say, Lord, I just trust in Your wings. I trust in You. Amen. Power. And then David says this, and I'm done. He said in verse number Psalm 57, verse number 7, this is how David made things work. This is how we will have to make things work. This is what fixes it all. This is where the wings of heaven come down, and they circle around us and about us. In verse number 7, he said, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Amen. He said, Lord, my heart's fixed. He said, I'm assured in my heart. I'm trusting in You. I'm trusting You're merciful and You're kind, You're compassionate. You are my refuge. He said, I'm trusting under the shadow of Your wings. My heart is fixed. I believe it with all my heart that You're there for me. Amen. You believe with all your heart that God's God. Besides Him, there is no other. Amen. Praise God. We've got to believe that God is God. Our God is the God of gods. He is God. And besides Him, there is no other. Amen. Our heart is fixed. Amen. There's no doubt. That's why he said, "Oh God, my heart is fixed." As though persuading his own self. And he said, "Because it is." He said, "Lord, I'm just going to go ahead and sing." Amen. Praise God. Joy started coming out. He said, "I'm going to sing." He said, "I'm going to give praise." You know what he said? He said, "I'm just going to go ahead and bless and praise God because of what He's doing." Amen. "I'm just going to go ahead and magnify the Lord for the power that He's representing in my life." Because the world doesn't have wings. Remember that. The world doesn't have wings. There's nowhere to hide. But God said He has wings. He said those that will trust under His wings, amen, can see life and have it more abundantly. How'd that work out for Ruth? See, I don't know about Orpah. I don't know what happened to Orpah. I don't know how her life ended up. I know she went back to pagan land and pagan gods. They can't help her. Amen. I just wonder if she had enough of a Naomi's, heard enough of Naomi's God, that she'd go back home and look around. She said, "You know what? This is messed up." Amen. It's messed up. So there's a real God. Amen. It's Naomi's God. But you know, Naomi became bitter. Became bitter because of the things that happened around her. Amen. If we ain't careful, we don't trust in God. We don't put our trust under the wings of a holy God. Under His wings. And the old devil comes along and dissuades us pretty easy. Amen. We're pretty easy dissuaded. But God Almighty, praise God, if we'll stay with Him, we'll trust the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul, and our strength. Put forth effort to just love the Lord because He first loved us. Because the world don't have wings. But Jesus got wings. He has wings. Amen.